We want to take a quick second and thank today's sponsor of our podcast, which is Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. It's what we use right now. So let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other places. You can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Okay, before we hit record, I want you to listen to our intro music. You ready for this? It does. It's fun. It's upbeat. Very good looking. You know, this is just us. Let's do this. Hit record on podcast numero
coxie, two,
which is two in Finnish. Dose number two. Ellie, we did it. We're officially podcasters. There's a plural on this. We have two episodes of the podcast. Congratulations.
I really have liked doing it this way, even though it's only our second time. We already addressed it in our first one, but some people have been confused of why not just sit down in front of a camera and talk. But I honestly feel a little bit more just sitting with you, looking at you.
Comfortable. In our element.
Yeah, I like it.
There is a camera in front of us, but...
It's not even like there.
It feels different, you know, and I think that's just the best way to explain it. But it's been an incredible week. The first podcast has done incredibly well. And thanks to you for listening. There's been so many wonderful reviews on the podcast. And we are just so grateful for you taking the time to listen in to what we have to say and and all of that.
Now we sound like a radio.
Welcome to Ellie and June podcast, where all of the casts are potted. Is that...
We have our pee in a pod right here.
Oh, that's right. We do.
Our little guy. What did we first talk about in our first podcast?
What did we talk about? We talked about the birth story of Tommy Joel. So
today we are talking about how Jared and I met.
Yes, we are.
Our love story.
This is our love story. But before we get into that, we have some business items to attend to. I have a notebook here full of things that we're going to go over and talk about real quick before we get into the meat of the subject. So we wanted to say thank you. We wanted to talk about the reviews. Like all of that is, oh my gosh, thank you so
much. He had to write, say thank you, so he didn't forget to say
thank you. Well, it's nice to be efficient with your podcast. You know, you don't want to just get trail off and be like, oh shoot, what was I going to say? I like to have these notes.
Got it.
So we've talked about the birth story. We're going to be talking about... how we met. You know what everyone wants to hear about?
Our honeymoon story.
Our honeymoon story.
I don't know if I'll ever talk about it.
You have to let us know. But the thing is, the honeymoon story is unique because it was terrible. So let us know if you
really
want to
hear it. I don't
recommend
getting married.
This is our love story, but do not get married. It's terrible.
10 years later.
We will talk about that maybe in the future. You have to let us know if you really, really want to hear
it. Of course they do. Of course they do. You should be looking at me saying,
I know.
Do you want to talk about
it? Do I
Hell
have,
no.
have your permission to talk about that evening that shall
know.
Not be
we'll
talked
see.
About
maybe
ever
when
again?
Both, when, maybe when both of our parents and 50 years pass away, we'll talk about it.
We don't want them listening in on that. Speaking of listening in, I wanted to talk about the podcast and kind of the issue that we had this week. So we're using an app called Anchor FM. And what that does is it distributes your podcast to all of the different venues, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, all of the different places that you can listen to podcasts. But we had like a little hiccup with Apple Podcasts for some reason. We couldn't figure out why. So I was working with Anchor as long as I could to get it up there. And just finally it got up on Apple Podcasts. So here's to us crossing our fingers, hoping that it gets on Apple Podcasts right away and Google Podcasts, wherever you guys listen to. But if you use a different service to listen to your podcast, just go to Anchor FM. anchor.fm/Ellie and Jared, or just search us on the website, and you can see everywhere the podcast is available.
Awesome.
Yeah. Now, some business items that I want to talk about. This is official. So we have good news. In the vlog a few days ago, I mentioned that we're making progress on the penny book. And I'm really, really happy. We've been working on the website. Pre-orders are going to be starting very soon. And I'm really excited about that. To finally get the penny book in your hands, pre-order is going to be starting very, very soon. And we'll keep you updated on that. But I wanted to give you a live update on that. So penny book. And not only that, we're working on book number two already. And it's almost done. So
it's so stinking cute.
It is cute. It is so cute. My dad and I have been working on this for a long time, and we're very excited about that. Now, we've got a big week ahead of us.
Family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And which every flipping weekend is a family reunion because we all live so close.
And that's the cool thing.
But it's nice that this is a designated, like, we're here just for a family reunion. We're not here to, like, do the cookbook. We're not here to, like...
Yeah.
Like, we're just here to just play.
Be with family.
Even though it seems like we always play.
Well, we kind of do. But it's cool to take time and dedicate it to, like, this is where we're getting together to do this.
Yeah. Because the fun is had when the kids go to bed.
Yes, that is true. And
Except on your honeymoon.
Hopefully, you know, we didn't have kids on the honeymoon.
No.
That was the issue. Anyway, sorry about that. Now, I had a question about the family reunion. Ellie and I have kind of talked about this a little bit already. We've seen Roman Atwood do this, but we think it's kind of a good idea. We thought, you know, the family reunion is what, 3 days?
Uh-huh.
Instead of doing a daily video on the family reunion, we were thinking, let's not release a video every single day that we're there. Let's make one big video of the family reunion.
I just thought it might get hectic with everyone filming for the whole, like, I'm like, let's just, and I think a lot of them are actually, I think Bonnie might even be doing one video for
the whole family reunion. Yeah. So we're thinking about that. That's kind of toying with our mind right now. And then we've got a photo shoot coming up
for Bali. A new beautiful dress. It is beautiful. Picking out the buttons was so fun. Instead of having it be like a few different patterns for sizes, we have like several different patterns. Like it's so hard to explain.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain because it's so new for me, but we have up to 3XL right now with the patterns, and to make the sizes fit a little more, to fit a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Our designer made separate patterns for each size, which you don't always get that. And so that was really fun to learn and be a part of.
Go through that process.
I'm probably already confusing people because half the time I'm like confused.
Like,
but
what am I doing? What am I saying?
It's so overwhelming, it's so fun.
But I'm excited for the photo shoot because it's not just going to be just Ellie and Bonnie in the photo shoot.
No.
We've invited some special people to come with us. Ellie's mom and my mom are going to be at the photo shoot as well. So this is, it's really cool.
It's going to be cute. I'm going to sneak Tommy in there and get a picture of the grandmas with Tommy.
Well, that's just the sweetest thing I ever did here. That's just sweet.
Should we talk about how we met, Jer?
Let's talk about our love story. Let's get right into it.
Okay.
Where should we start? The beginning?
I don't think at the time when Jared and I met, we realized that it was love at first sight. I don't think that we talked about that, honestly, until years later, because the more we talked to each other about meeting and the more we kind of thought about it, like, it really was love at first sight.
And I don't think we take that lightly.
No.
Like, I don't think it's like, oh, it was love at first sight.
No, it was.
Yeah, I feel like it was. And I feel like because we've talked about it after the fact, we kind of realized it.
Yeah.
But let me set up a little preface to this. So most of you already know this, but I served a church mission in Finland. I love Finland. It is one of my favorite countries in the world. The language, the people, the food is just incredible. And I met my companion, is what they call him, who I'm working with in the mission field, was Landon, my now brother-in-law. And he dated a girl named Julie, and Julie happens to be Ellie's sister, and they were writing each other on the mission, and then they came home, or he came home from his mission, and they had a little reunion for him when he gets home, because you're typically gone for 2 years. So all the family, all the friends get back together, the girlfriend comes, and it's a really great thing. And then at church that Sunday, you get up and you speak, and you kind of talk about what you
experience
did.
Yeah. And the lessons you learned. Yeah.
And so I had, I was there, but I actually came after Landon, but I came home early because I had total reconstructive hip surgery. Another story for another time. And he was a good...
That was part of our love story.
That was part of our love story. So I guess maybe it isn't another story for another time.
We gotta keep talking so we can tell
that. Oh my gosh. So I came home and I got home before Landon, and he had a big impact on me on my mission. So I was from Washington and I drove all the way to Utah to come see his homecoming.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. And I didn't know anyone there except for some of the other missionaries that had come home in between the time that I was there.
And so, Julie.
And Julie, because Landon wrote Julie every week and Julie wrote Landon every week. And every day we would get a letter from Julie in the mail. It was Julie Day.
And so Jared sat by Julie because that's who he knew.
At church.
Was there. But his parents and sister Jennifer sat, you know, in the pew in front of Jared.
Was it in front or behind?
It was in front because we were staring at your parents' beautiful back of their heads. So, because later on, my dad was like, you know, I was looking at them, thought they looked like a good family. They look like family. A good
family, yeah.
It's funny.
But, so I'm sitting next to Julie, and I'm talking to Julie. We're catching up on everything. And out of nowhere, this head leans over just like this and kind of peeks around Julie. And my eye catches her eye. And I'm just like, whoa. And it wasn't even like, of course you were beautiful, but it was your smile. It was like your ambiance, your smell, your aura. It was everything. I saw you and I was just like, wow, who are you?
Did you know I was her sister?
I didn't. I mean, I assumed because you guys were sitting next to each other. You look pretty similar, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. I wasn't thinking about, is this Julie's sister? I was like, who is that?
And the reason why I bent over, it was thought out. I wanted to catch his eye because I don't think I saw his face yet. I just, that I remember, like, I just remember him sitting down next to Julie. And I thought, oh, Julie, you have a boyfriend. Scoot over and let me sit by the guy. So I bent over to try and catch his attention to like be like, hello,
and I'm here. And boy, you did.
And I thought, I looked at him and I just thought, oh. The first thing I noticed was his nose and his mouth, like this
right,
little...
Right around here.
And he's always like, I don't get it. I'm like, you look so different. Like, it looks... You look like a like from a Whoville.
I was just going to say, like, a who. Yeah. It's the weirdest thing. I don't see it.
I do, and it's the cutest thing. Like,
it's weird.
You have, like, this, like, little nose, but it's, like, kind of a big at the end. Like, it's cute.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Ellie just said, you have a little nose, but it's big.
I like your mouth area.
But we didn't talk right then. No. We just saw each other.
And we literally just smiled and that was it.
Do you remember what you thought, what you felt when you saw me for the first time?
I thought, he's so handsome. He looks happy. And I want him to like me. That's what I thought.
So Landon gets up and he gives his talk and all of that stuff. And then we all go to his house afterwards. And there's like a luncheon and we're hanging out. And I'm talking with my buddies from Finland.
So there was a table of like 5 to 10 men just sitting there eating. Mm-hmm. And then my whole family was sitting along these like steps. Like we each had a step that we were sitting on eating.
When you say men, you mean like... 18 to 22 year old guys, right? Like,
yeah, because 20, I was 20 like,
year old guys because we had just like come on our mission.
16 at the time.
No, you were not 16. You were definitely 17 at the time.
Are you sure?
Yes, we need to make that very, okay. Very explicit.
Okay.
Because
okay.
The age difference right now is not a big deal. But at the time, it's like, oh, wow.
I know. Okay. So I was 17.
You were definitely 17.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Next week, I was 12.
No.
That's
no,
the Griffiths
no,
numbers. No. The boy, your exaggerations. The
oh my gosh. Their the numbers exaggeration is the worst thing in the world. Anyway.
The cop gave me a $2,000 ticket.
Ellie, it was $200. It was $15. What are you talking about?
Okay. So there was a guy. The guys were sitting at the table and my whole family was sitting there. And Bonnie and I were, you know, just like looking around. And all I wanted to do was go talk to the guys at the table because I was, you know, in the age of dating and I wanted to go check out the cute boys and which one I wanted.
Well, and it's funny, it's because I'm sitting there and I'm having lunch and I see Ellie and her sister, Bonnie, which I didn't think they were sisters at the time because Ellie and Julie both had like striking blonde hair and Bonnie has this dark brunette hair. And Bonnie and Joel are married mm-hmm. at this point.
I believe so.
but I don't remember seeing Joel there at all. Like he's not a part of my memory there. But what I do remember is I remember seeing Bonnie and Ellie using sign language to each other, literal sign language, and they signed, "There are cute boys here." And I knew sign language because I had just taken sign language class at school, at college. And I was just like, yes, 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 yes. She thinks someone at this table is cute and I'm hoping it's me. Because I knew you were signing that. And then I think, I can't remember.
We got up and walked over.
Yeah, you came over to the table.
Yeah. And I was just looking at, I just was saying hi to everybody. Do you remember?
Not really. I don't remember
much
there.
I just remember going up just to say hi and introduce myself.
You know what I do remember is there was a guy there who was like a total country farm boy and he had cowboy boots and you loved his cowboy boots and you were just like asking about it and all of that stuff. Do you remember him?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So he, you were talking to him about his cowboy boots and I'm like, man, I wish I was wearing some cowboy boots right now.
But there wasn't much to that. And then that was that.
Yeah, that was about it for that day.
Yeah. And then just a few days later, I was in hair school at the time. Landon had messaged me and he goes, "Hey, Ellie, can I come over and get a haircut?" And I was like, "Yeah, absolutely. You know, come before I go to work and I'll give you a haircut." Didn't tell me if he was bringing anyone, just that he was getting a haircut. And I remember opening the door and Landon wasn't there yet. He was still in the car and it was, or no, no, he was probably by you. I don't even remember.
We walked up together.
He wasn't a big deal at the time. He knocked on the door and I opened it and literally my breath, it was taken away. I was like, "He's here! He's here!" I was like, "He's here! The guy with the cowboys is here!"
No, it's not him. It was me.
I was like, "Jimmy, he is here!" I was so excited, and he's like, "Can you cut Jared's hair too?" And I was like, "Yes!" And I my heart was pounding. Jared had the biggest smile with his big white teeth, and I was smiling. We were giddy.
We were
to
so
see
giddy.
Each other.
But I didn't think, like, we kind of knew that we were, like, into each other visually a little bit, but it wasn't, like, 100%.
We hadn't even talked.
But here's the thing, and I think you know this now, but I don't think I needed a haircut. I just wanted
probably
to see
not.
You. I just wanted to see, and I
he
asked
needed
Landon,
one after I cut it, though.
I asked Landon, and I was like, "I would really like to see Ellie. How can we make this happen?" He's like, "Well, I just got home. I need a haircut. Ellie cuts hair or is learning how to cut hair. Maybe she can cut her hair." So he like set this up for us.
Yeah.
So he, you know, called you, was like, "Can we get our haircuts or can he get his haircut?" And I came and I was like, "Well, I'd like my haircut too, please."
And that day, I believe my whole family fell in love with Jared. I cut Landon's hair. And then at the time, my sister's dog was staying at my parents' house. And I then cut Jared's hair and I was nervous and sweaty. And
I was nervous and sweaty.
Do you remember if it really looked that bad? I just remember I was in the early stages. It wasn't your favorite.
It wasn't my favorite, but it was like, I didn't care. Like I was getting
did
my
you
hair
think
cut by you.
Like, oh, this is...
No, I did not care one bit. I was smiling from ear to ear. Just knowing that we were hanging out.
But after I cut his hair, I took the cape off and shook it. And for some, you know, we were all laughing because it was just fun. Like between Landon and Jared, like my parents were out there. We were laughing. Julie
we were
was
cracking
out there.
Jokes. Like it was just, I mean, it was like we normally would hang
Fireworks
out.
Fireworks were going. Mm-hmm. And Jared, the moment his cape came off, he was getting ready to say goodbye and he hugged everybody. And then the dog was right there and he bent down and grabbed the dog and hugged the dog. And me and my mom made eye contact and we just laughed. Like it was the funniest thing. Like, what guy bends down just eat, like
well,
there's
it was
hair
like,
all over you. It was just so funny.
Well, what it was is like everyone was standing in a circle and I was like in the middle of the circle. So I was going around giving everyone hugs saying thank you. And the dog was like the last one in the circle, literally in the circle, sitting down. I was like, oh, thanks, Nolly. And oh, you're a good dog. And they just, I thought it would be a funny joke.
There was just love in the air already. It was just so fun.
This was fun.
10 years ago.
That's what I forgot to say. Oh my gosh, at the beginning, I forgot to put this in my notes. We are coming up on 10 years from when we very first met.
And I do such a better job cutting his hair now.
It's beautiful and I love it.
So 10 years ago, you hugged
Nolly, yeah. So I, like I said before, I wasn't from Utah. I wasn't living in Utah. I was just staying with my grandma and grandpa, who lived about 15 minutes away from Ellie's house, and visiting Landon and just kind of hanging out. It was in between semesters at college. I was getting ready to go back to school. So I would be back in Utah, but I had to go back home first. But I was like, I want to spend as much time with Ellie as I possibly can. And I think it was either the next day or the day after the haircut, I was like, I would really like to hang out with Ellie again. Landon, can you make something happen? He's like, yeah, let's figure something out. Maybe we can do a double date. And I was like, that would be perfect. I would love that because it just makes the connection so much easier. It's easier to hang out when it's just not us two. We've got Landon and Julie. We can crack jokes, have a great time. And Landon called you or something like that. And you had a date with a different guy. I think it was Zach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, yeah, I would love to, but I have a date with Zach. I can't make it. And I was like...
Another guy that Landon knew.
Kind of set you up with, right?
I don't even know.
No, knew?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't care for much too much about this guy. But, and I feel bad now, but at the same time, it was just like, no, this is what I had to do.
It was funny.
And
I had not gone on a date with this guy. We had just exchanged numbers. I barely even had seen his face. It was just very fresh. So I believe this was our first date I think it was our first.
And this is probably like the dickish move I've ever done in my whole life.
Did when you it say comes, dickish?
Yeah. It's like, it was a total dick move what I did. I called Ellie on her cell phone and I pretended to be the guy. You didn't answer because you were at work.
I was at a piano lesson. I remember sitting on the piano bench
yeah.
before my lesson.
And I called and I was like, hey, Ellie, this is Zach. I'm just calling to let you know something came up and I won't be able to make our date tonight. I'm so sorry. I will reschedule. It's going to be great. Yada, yada, yada. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
And when I listened to that voicemail, I didn't look at numbers. It was just like, I just listened to it and I was like, dang it, because it was so new. So like, it's not like I don't even think I saved his number yet in the phone. So it was just, it made sense to me that it was him.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang it.
Darn it. Shoot. But now you're suddenly available to hang out with me. And like I said, looking back, I don't think I probably would have done that.
And I think it was only like an hour later that I got out of my lesson and Jared called me.
I think I called you.
He called me. He's like, hey, how are you? And I was like, good. And he's like, you want to do something tonight? And I was like, sure. And he's like, oh, I called and pretended.
I confessed.
Pretended to cancel your date. He's like, that was me. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I was flattered. I thought it was cute. It was funny. And then I went on the date and I believe we like went hot tub. Like we rode a four wheeler. Then we went hot tubbing.
We or something. Do a lot of those things, Ellie.
I know.
Wait a second.
But it was fun. I mean, I remember having fun on the date, but you know what I remember?
Tell me.
I remember when he dropped me off. And I like crawled into bed and I hurried and was like, hey, are you up still? And I texted Jared.
You better believe I was.
Because I was thinking of him. I was like, I wonder what he's doing. And then the next day, Landon, Julie, Jared and I had officially our first double date. We went to. He doesn't remember.
The drive-in?
No, we went to Jamba Juice.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't even remember.
Oh, my gosh. I do remember.
I think it's funny.
I do remember because we took a picture.
Of all of us.
With all of us. I think with Julie's phone. It was like a flip phone. So the picture wasn't great, but.
But we knew we liked each other.
I think that was our first picture together.
We haven't we didn't say it at the time. But we just knew. We just liked each other.
Yeah. It just was so easy for us to talk to each other. And I think it goes back to like when Ellie leaned over and our eyes locked, we just
knew.
We just knew. It was so sweet.
And then it came crashing and burning, and he left back to Washington 13 hours later.
Yeah.
13 hours of drive.
So I drove back home to get ready for college, and it was what? A couple months, I think, not very long, July or August until September or October, something like that. But we exchanged numbers and mm-hmm. we texted each other and we called each other a lot. I think we called almost every single night.
Yeah. And I was in high school at the time and I did go on dates. Like I went on dates, I went to dances, but we always checked in. Like it was like, hey, what are you up to? And we talked, we FaceTimed. Actually, we Skyped on the computer.
Yeah, because you didn't have FaceTime.
Yeah, we Skyped actually quite a bit. And that was fun. I don't even really remember those.
Well, this was...
I just remember we would just get on and say hi pretty much.
The iPhone had just come out, but I didn't have a smartphone. So when we did video chat, it was iChat video chat. Like, it was like, I think it was before FaceTime on your phone. It was like on your computer only.
Yeah.
So we did that.
So we did that for what, a few months and before mm-hmm. your surgery.
Oh, the surgery.
But man. You came down for the surgery.
Yeah, the surgery was in Utah. So a quick story on my hip surgery. I needed total reconstructive hip surgery because I had acetabular retroversion in my right hip, a little bit in my left, but my right was really bad. And if I wanted to do any sort of pole vaulting after at all in my life, I needed to have the surgery done. I have to burp.
Oh, wow.
We'll cut this.
No, we won't. Hell no. Oh,
darn it. We're not cutting anything, Jared. Sorry, you had to hear my burp. And so we went to doctor after doctor after doctor in Washington. We went to chiropractors. We went to physical therapists. We went to orthopedic surgeons. We went to all of these kinds of doctors, and nothing was working. My grandma saw on TV they were doing experimental hip surgeries, and the symptoms matched mine. And so she called my mom. I was like, there's this doctor at the University of Utah doing this.
It's like one
of
the best hospitals.
Yeah, it really, really is. Whether it's cancer research, orthopedics, anything, it's a fantastic hospital. They're doing experimental hip surgeries, and the symptoms seem to match up with what Jared is going through. Why don't you come for a consultation? And they called me up, and it took a few months to get all of this in line. I think our timing is off a little bit. Because this, I had my surgery in April. So this was like almost. Holy cow.
There was one story before your surgery, and that was when you stopped talking.
When
to
I stopped,
me.
I was going to say, we have to rewind.
Sorry. We talked every single day for a few months. And then one day, he didn't call or text, and I didn't want to be overbearing, and I didn't. I was busy too, so I just ignored it. And then like a week went by, and then we just kind of just stopped talking. Like we just stopped.
And the reason is because I was interested in another girl.
And I was in high school doing my thing, dating and kissing guys.
Yeah, well, yeah. Oh, geez. You kissed a lot of guys, didn't you? I did not kiss a lot of girls. And I think that's a podcast that I want to talk about is past relationships.
Yeah. Regrets and wishes.
Yeah, absolutely. Dad.
anyway, a story for another time. So we stopped talking for about a month.
Yeah, we stopped talking because I was, I wanted to see where this would go with this girl. I knew in the back of my mind that it was never going to work, but I wanted to try and see where it went.
Because he didn't want to keep pursuing things with me if there was a chance with this girl.
Kind of, yeah. And ultimately,
told me.
Yeah. And ultimately it didn't work out. I remember this being November. This was around November because, just a little while later,
you came back to Utah.
Well, I didn't come back to Utah. I called you.
Okay.
And it
I remember where I was, and I was wearing cowboy boots, by the way.
Yes, you were. Gosh, Ellie, you pick up all of these things from all these boys and you bring them into my life. Anyway,
tell us about the girl.
Oh, it just didn't work out.
No, tell us about it.
Well, so I really like this girl, and we had like a ongoing
history of good
on
friendship.
Again, off again, like really good friendship. We were always friends, but like our closeness was on again, off again.
He never kissed her.
I never kissed her, but I tried to, and I got rejected.
Well, she was stupid.
And so I was just like, you know, she has another guy that she's. Wants to be with. And so I'll respect that. And I'm out of here. And then I was like, okay, Ellie, this didn't work out. I knew our feelings were strong. Mutual. So I wanted to keep pursuing that. And I don't want it to be like, well, if I don't get this girl, then I'm going to, Ellie's my backup. And it was not that at all.
And I've never second guessed that.
Yeah.
So Jared called me one day after like a month of us not talking. And during that month, I never thought like, oh, he's mad or anything. It just was natural. Yeah. We live far away. We just stopped talking. And I had gotten out of high school. I left my classes.
I called you and you weren't happy.
I don't remember
that. You don't remember this? So maybe we're thinking of different phone calls.
No, I, now that you're saying I remember my feelings. I remember getting in the car. Mm-hmm. I remember closing the door and my phone ringing. And I looked at it before I started the car and I was like, oh, it's Jared. Like, I was so excited. So I don't remember being mad.
So let me tell you the story.
I was excited.
You tell me what
what's real.
What? Yeah. So because we might be thinking of different stories. I called and I was just like, hey, how's it going? You're like, I don't want to talk to you. And I was like, I was like, what? Like, stop joking around.
No, that's a different story.
Is this later?
This was a different conversation. This was when I went on a few dates with a Jared and Jared called me and I thought it was
the other Jared
and I was pissed.
So I called.
I was like, I'm going to call my dad. Like, he's going to get involved. Like, if I have to get my dad involved, like, you're toast.
Yeah. I called.
It was another Jared.
And she was not happy. And okay, she's like, stop calling. Well, is this later on? We need to know.
This was later.
Okay.
This
then
was
you like go when ahead.
We were dating.
You go ahead.
We had not talked for a month and Jared had called and I was so excited and I was just like, hi. And he's like, how are you? And I'm like, I'm good. And we kind of just like, you know, and I was just like, so where have you been? And I think you told me, I think you're like, you know, I just wanted
to. Yeah, I was honest with you.
I just wanted to make sure there was nothing holding me back and just want to see how you're doing now. And from then on, it was for sure like Jared and I.
Yeah.
And he was like, Julie's getting married next month and I'm coming down and I just
Landon and Julie.
And I want to
see
take you on a date.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, we'll see you at the wedding. And so then can I fast forward to the wedding? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the day of the wedding, Landon has a brother, Brayden.
Oh.
And we didn't date.
Another boy.
Well, we didn't date, but like we had hung out, you know. And so I think we both were looking forward to like seeing each other at the wedding because we both had texted a little bit. Here, I just said it was for sure Jared and I. So no, it wasn't. It was for sure after the wedding.
Yeah, sorry, it was definitely after the wedding
because you know Bray and I had been texting and you know we did hang out, and so I think we were both just you know excited to see each other at the wedding. And you know I hadn't seen Jared for months and barely talked to him for a month, and so we get ready for the day. And we pull up to the wedding and I see Brayden and I'm excited. I'm like, hi, how are you? And we say hi. And then I see Jared and I did not leave Jared's side.
So what happened
I didn't leave Jared's side.
When she saw me, it literally was like the movies. All of the lights turned off and there was a spotlight on me. And all of the music came on like,
and then I whipped my hair back and I slowly and sexily walked to Jared.
He's dancing with me. And then I tripped and fell and all the lights came on and everyone started laughing. No, that's not true.
And Jared's hip hurt really bad at the time. So he was limping a lot. Mm-hmm.
So this was before the surgery.
Yep. It was hard for him to get up the stairs.
Just to dance, anything. I was coming off of being in a wheelchair. I was in a wheelchair on Halloween. So that was tough.
But where was that?
So at the wedding, we were inseparable.
Yeah, like, I did not leave his side. I literally was just like, oh, he's mine. Mm-hmm.
And I think afterwards, your mom was like, so what happened with Brayden?
I don't even know.
Someone asked, was like, so what happened with Brayden?
I was just like, hey. You're like Jared.
And from that moment on, Ellie and I were an item, I would say.
Yeah.
That night was magical for us.
Yeah. Instead of him going back to his aunt's house where he was sleeping, my mom's like, oh, come over and hang out and we'll talk. Bring your ukulele. We'll sing. And he
I played at Landon and Julie's reception. I wrote them a song and I played it for them at the reception.
You should find it and do it, sing it.
And then this was my first experience sitting down in Ellie's living room with her whole family talking. And if you know from the vlogs, that's what we do, is we sit around as a family and we talk. Yeah,
we don't really play games ever. We just talk about the same thing.
And it was the greatest thing. I was like, I love this family. Every person there, we all had so much fun. Landon and Julie were off doing something else. I don't know, I think their honeymoon was pretty good.
There is so much about our story that like so many pieces were falling off as we were building our... Mm-hmm. Like, and there's so many things I'm thinking of right now.
I know. We'll have to like do a part two of this, but we're not done yet. We're not even close to being done.
Did we just hug goodbye?
Yeah.
At that time, like we were just talking. We weren't like an item, but I think that night was like an official, like, we really like each other.
Let's be together.
I can't wait to see you again. Yeah. So we hugged and then he left.
We didn't kiss.
I was hoping he'd kiss me.
Yeah. I didn't kiss because
I was in high school.
Yeah. Almost done with high school. It sounds a lot worse than it actually was. Believe me. Oh, it sounds weird even just having
to
explain that.
Boo-hoo.
But I remember not wanting to kiss you because I've got out of a relationship where I rush things. Not with this other girl that we previously mentioned, but a different one. And I was like, I do not want to rush things because it ended badly. And I want this to really, really work with Ellie. So I intentionally did not kiss you. And I didn't even kiss you on Valentine's Day, which I feel bad about. But yeah, that being
really
said,
rude.
Yeah, it really was. Jared, you're a jerk. You canceled someone's date.
When did they get married? When they got married in
December 28th.
And you didn't even kiss me on Valentine's Day.
Sorry, December 13th, I think is when
we got
married.
Yeah, that was a while of like being with each other. You didn't kiss me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sorry, but you gotta earn it. Just kidding. So I was at school in college and because for Christmas break. Yeah. But then I came back to school. No.
No, you went home and got surgery.
No, surgery was in April. So I was on like the off track. I didn't go to fall semester. I started school back up in January for winter semester. So I didn't go to school September to December. That makes more sense. Sorry, we're kind of piecing this together as we're going. But in January, I moved to Utah. So Ellie and I could be closer together. We were about 2 hours apart from each other. And Ellie would come drive down on the weekends every once in a while and visit me.
I don't think I did that between... You that told... and your surgery, because we would have
kissed.
Well, I mean, I guess we kissed one time in February. What? Yeah, March. Oh, yeah, February, March, and then you got your surgery.
Yeah,
that probably makes sense. Yeah, we dated. We went back. But we didn't see each other much because I was in high school, and my mom would not have let me drive down on the weekends to like see a boy.
Yeah.
So I think you were.
You know what
living,
I did?
I think you were living there, but we didn't go and
we didn't
date
see each other
and
too
see
often.
Each other. I think we would.
Do you
see
remember
each other
the one time that I called your mom?
Yes.
And I was like, I would love to take Ellie on a date.
Yes.
And I told her all of the plans that we were going to do, and I said I would love for her to come down because I didn't have a car.
Yeah.
But Ellie did. And so we had our date and it was so much fun.
Yeah, if we had a date, it was very planned and Jared called my mom and pre-told her everything.
I wanted to be like very cordial and...
Not want my parents to like flip out and say, you're not seeing up this boy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we didn't see each other much between the wedding
a lot.
And your surgery. Yeah. After that is when we saw each other more. Because
we've said like three times, and that's when we knew. And that's when it started.
No. Well, you slowly get it.
Yeah. So we were talking, we were hanging out every once in a while, not very often. But then I had my reconstructive hip surgery. So now we're back to where we had that rewind. So my hip surgery at the University of Utah, total reconstructive hip surgery. I had to like relearn how to walk. It was terrible. And I guess I was really grumpy in the recovery room.
Well, yeah.
I mean, they had these pillow things on my feet to help keep the circulation up, and they would contract and then poof, expand, and poof, and it would keep me up all night. And it would just, I was so tired and I was so cranky, and I'm not a cranky person. Like, I'm not someone who is just like, it's like, oh, this sucks. I hate this. This is the worst. But I was like that during the surgery until Ellie walked in the door with Julie and Landon. And my parents said, they're like, I have never seen a light bulb just turn on so fast where Jared just totally changed. Like, it was the greatest thing ever. Mm. How did you visit me twice?
I visited you twice in the hospital, one with Landon and Julie. I believe once with my mom.
That's right.
And
the first time was with
the first time was very short. It was like we were there for 5 minutes.
Because I was like so drugged.
He was in pain.
Yeah.
It was just, it was there to say, hi, here's a balloon and a card, and we left.
And then I was out.
Then I did hug him. We did get a photo together.
Mm-hmm. And that's in our bedroom.
Yeah.
It's framed in our bedroom.
Yeah. And then I went back with my mom, and Jared didn't know that I was there. And I remember just, I really started crying because he was learning how to walk, and you just should have seen his body. Like, you were learning how to flip and walk. You were in so much pain. You could hear the nurse. Like, he would move his foot an inch, and the nurse was like, good job, you did it. Like, she was like praising him. And I remember looking at him just being like, you are in a bad spot, and I felt bad for you. Like, I felt like I wish I could have helped you. And I remember just, like, I liked you. I knew in my heart I loved you. Like, it was sad for you.
Oh, you're sweet. I remember my back was to you mm-hmm. when you first walked up, and I was just like doing my best. I was doing my best. And then she had me turn around and walk back to my hospital room, and I saw you, and I was just like, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. And I just like sped walk. I was like, yeah, I can do this.
With your scooter. Yeah.
But that was a really hard time in my life, because I went from pole vaulting in college to in a wheelchair to learning how to walk again. Like, it was really hard. And so it was so nice to have Ellie there with me. I mean, I spent 3 months or 6 weeks, 3 months, something like that, recovering at my grandma's house in her spare bedroom. And you know, bless her heart, she was the sweetest. And Ellie came over almost every day after school.
I had hair school right by Jared's grandma's house, and I had skipped hair school many days, or I'd leave early. And then, you know, on the off days with high school, I would, right after school, I would drive down to Jared's grandma's house, and I would just sit by the side of Jared's bed, and we would talk for like a month or two. Yeah, I would just sit and we would just talk, and I would, when his sister was there, like, me and her would get our nails done, and I got to know his parents.
You cut my hair.
It was just nice. Like, I just would just sit there and we would talk, and we would look at his pictures, old pictures. Yeah. We got to know each other.
We watched a lot of Psych.
I think that this was the time where like we fell in love and knew we were going to get married.
Mm-hmm. We talked about it.
Because it's not like we could go on a date and be goofy and laugh. Like, we were quiet because you were in pain. Mm-hmm. Like, we were quiet and we just talked. And
we really got to know
And after each other. Surface talking for like a week, it's like, okay, well, now, well, how many kids do you want? How do you want to live? What do you believe about this? Like, we really got to deeply talk.
And we found out that, like, nearly everything we wanted to do was like in sync. Did we just finish each other's sentence?
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
It's like, kiss you.
We're married. Oh!
But we just really got to know each other and just how it would be like if we were married. Mm-hmm. And I think we really just knew that we could make this work.
I remember a lot when I was able to walk in my walker by myself without any help, I would walk to the living room and I would sit there and wait for you to come from hair school. And we would sit on the couch and we would cuddle, because it took so much energy for me to do that I would have to be there for a couple of hours. And then one of the most memorable nights was when Landon, Julie, and Ellie came over and we roasted hot dogs in my grandma's fire pit in the backyard. And that was the first day. Oh, I'm going to get teary eyed just thinking about it.
I forgot about this.
That was the first day I put on pants, like jeans. And I was just like, I want to look good for this. Like and we have a picture of that too. Uh-huh. Like that was...
Bonnie was there too.
Was Bonnie there?
Uh-huh. I think Bonnie and Joel were there. I think we like made a huge old...
Yeah. It was like a celebration day. Because I was just about to go home. I put on jeans. And that was like, I can do this. Because your hip, I mean, that's where right where the jeans go. And the constriction of the pants is like, oh, so painful. And I mean, every moment that we had together was just a stepping stone to knowing that we were falling deeper and deeper in love with each other and we wanted to progress this. Every step we took, we found out we were more and more in sync and we wanted the same goals. We wanted the same things. And it was just easy and beautiful.
And we were very young. I mean, we're still young.
Yeah.
I'm 27.
I'm 30.
And at the time, my parents didn't give not even one hesitation of, no, we're not going to let you date this guy. It was just, if you found a good guy and you like him, well, yeah. They were very, very good and open about it, you know. And I asked my mom's opinion one day. I was like, you know, do you like Jared? You know, we talked.
Yeah. My parents had some reservations about how young Ellie was,
mm-hmm.
but they talked to Ellie's parents and they said, do you have any concern about this? And they said, absolutely not. And said, okay, then we don't either.
Yep. And it was simple as that.
So after my hip surgery, I remember I had come home and I had done extensive physical therapy, still walking with a walker, then progressed to crutches. And then I remember on my Palm Trio mm-hmm. 650,
I wish we could have that footage.
That's the phone that I had. I filmed myself and sent it as an MMS text message to Ellie. I filmed myself walking without aid for the first time.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy for you. Like,
this was like cool. June or July of 2009. Because in August, you flew to Utah. Or sorry, in August, you flew to Washington.
Did I fly in August?
Mm-mm. Yes. Yes, it was August. It was August because on August 13th, I took you to Manitou Park. No,
right,
not Manitou Park.
Right Where before. Was it? Oh. So right before I flew, though, to Jared, in between, right when he learned how to walk, my grandpa passed away. I really wish Jared could have met him. And the funeral was in Idaho, so not crazy far from Jared, but you know, it was a good meeting ground.
Yeah.
And
oh, this is another
and
story.
I was like, you know, Jared, you know, my grandpa passed away, the funeral's this place, and Jared's like, I don't have a car, I can't come. And I totally see Jared's side, but on the flip side, my mom, she told me, she was like,
I had no idea about this.
She told me, she's like, this is a big deal. And if he loves you and wants to marry you, he'll be there. He'll find a way. My mom is very like, she's just like, he'll find a bus. He'll hitchhike. If he wants to marry you, your little 18-year-old self, he will find a dang way to you. So my mom was very adamant on one side that I think this was like, not necessarily me caring, but for you to win my mom over, this is what you needed to do. And I didn't say anything to Jared.
I had no idea about that conversation until after.
You know, I it would mean a lot if you were there.
So what I did, you know, I was like, I don't have a car. I was like, okay, well, my parents have a car. My brother and his wife have a car. Let's talk with them. And I was like, what can I do? I was like, is there any chance that I could borrow your car and drive to Idaho for the weekend? My dad's like, no, I have meetings. Can't do that. My brother and sister-in-law, they each had a car. my brother would go to work. My sister-in-law would go to work. So it's like, oh, there's no way. And they're like, well, maybe we could let you borrow one car and we can coordinate. And I was like, perfect. That'd be awesome.
Which is very nice of them. Because
so nice. Thank you, Ryan and
you
Maria.
Don't let people use your cars.
Especially like on a long drive. Like,
yeah, it's a big deal.
But so we took the car to get it looked at because it was a long drive. And we wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to break down in the middle of somewhere.
Barely being able to walk.
Yeah. And so we took it to the mechanic and he's like, I wouldn't drive this. I would not drive this car. I would not trust my son to take this car. And my dad, I remember the mechanic saying, he's like, do you want Jared to go to Idaho? Because I can say something. And I was like, I'm standing right here, guys. I know what's going on. He's like, no, seriously, I wouldn't do it. The car is not in good shape. And so I went to Facebook. I went to Craigslist. I went everywhere. I was like, looking for a ride to Idaho. And luckily, I had a friend of a friend of a friend going the same weekend. I mean, it was like an answered prayer. It was like divine intervention. So I hitched a ride with him. I think I drove the whole way for them so they could rest and sleep.
Jared said he looked over and the guy was peeing in a bottle. He's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was interesting. But I got there and then they dropped me off. And then after the weekend, they picked me up. So I made it.
And you won my mom over. And we were good. So after that,
we were allowed to get married.
it was a big deal and I so appreciate it.
Well, I wouldn't miss it.
So after that, a few weeks later, or a month later, I flew to Washington. Now, what made me fly to Washington?
I think I wanted to show my house. I wanted to show where I lived. I wanted you to see.
And I think it had been a while since we had seen each other, you know? So it was kind of like my turn to see Jared.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents were very gracious. You know, why'd they say yes? Like, this is, saying it out loud is crazy.
Because I asked your parents loved me as much as you did.
I asked them to buy me a ticket to go see this guy. That I knew we would probably get married, but I was only 18.
If you love me, you'll find a way.
I got a ticket, and I remember my dad dropped me off at the airport, and I remember really getting ready that day. Like, I curled my long hair, I put on some pink lipstick, put a little flower in my hair, and I remember my dad hugging me goodbye, and I think, where are we?
I wasn't there.
There is a flippin' story before this story,
oh
too.
Oh, my gosh.
Grief, Ellie.
We're almost an hour into this.
We have to say the story because this
you
is
you
got to
do
deal.
It. This is a long podcast.
Okay. I'm sorry, everybody.
Don't be sorry. This
Backtrack.
Is great.
This is for our future kids to listen to.
Yeah.
Backtrack. After the funeral, a little while later, Jared had a car to drive down. He drove the 14 hours. Do you remember? Do you know where I'm going with this?
Keep going.
I didn't know that he was going to be at my parents'
house. Yes.
He drove all the way, and I was at hair school all day, and I kind of came home cranky, and my mom's like, well, maybe we'll like go to dinner tonight. And I was like, I do not want to do that. I was like, I just want to go like to the mall or something. And I walked in the house and I see Jared I see Jared walking down the hall and I was like, what? I was like, what? Why are you here?
I drove without Ellie knowing. I drove from Washington to Utah and I woke up like at 3 or 4 in the morning to get there before she got home from school or college, hair school, and to ask her parents' permission to marry her.
Yep.
And she did come home cranky. And I
had no idea. I had no idea that he was thinking to ask my dad to marry me. Like, it wasn't like we were talking, like, oh, I think I'm going to ask your dad. Like, and that was a complete shock.
I wanted to be chivalrous. Like, everything that I did with you and your family, I wanted to be chivalrous. Is that the right word?
And so tell them about how that conversation went with my parents.
Well, so
how was that?
It was great. I mean,
you called my mom or
something? Yeah, I called and I said, hey, I'd like to make a trip down to Utah, I want to ask you something. And I said, I'm sure you can, you know, that I would like to ask your husband, you know, Chad. It's weird saying Chad, cause I call him Dad now.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, well, we'll be expecting you. So I drove up and, I said, you know, I'd like to have your blessing to marry your daughter.
And you were in my parents' bedroom. It wasn't the living room.
No, we were in the living room when we talked. Okay. And then I went, before you got there, I went to your parents' room. We talked and your dad gave me advice. He didn't even say yes. He just gave me advice. And,
what advice?
I'm trying to remember. I think just, you know, you don't need everything at once. Not in terms of like marriage, but in terms of life and things. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember everything, but he talked for a long time and you're going to be home very soon. And your mom slapped him on his leg and said, Chad, is it yes or no? And he said, of course it's yes. Of course it's yes. Did you think I would sit here and tell all this stuff if it was no? And we hugged and we just said, you know, we love you, Jared. And I said, I love you guys. And from the night that we all sat together and talked, the night of Landon and Julie's wedding, I said, I'm marrying Ellie because I'm also marrying her family. Like, I love her family. And when we hugged, that was it. I was like, I'm not just marrying Ellie. Like, I'm marrying the family. And I'm so happy to be welcomed in a part of this family. And that's such a huge thing for me. It's like, we didn't just marry each other. We married each other's families. And our families are so important
to
us.
That was a big deal for me, too. Like, I hate hearing people like badmouth their mother-in-laws.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate hearing the fight and the fighting and blah, and I didn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
And I equally loved your family.
Yeah.
And still do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're a big happy family. So after that, what I did is I went into Ellie's parents' room and I called her on the phone just to see how she was doing. And you were kind of like cranky and everything. And then you had gotten home.
It was late. I was at hair school all day.
It was like 5:30, 6 o'clock when you got home.
Okay, it wasn't that late.
But I mean, it was late. You usually got home like at 2 or 3.
Oh, yeah. It was like, you know, I went to school, hair school, whatever. Yeah.
And then you're like, you got home and you're like, I don't want to go out to dinner. I don't want to do anything. I just want to sit. And I called you on the phone and I was like, hey, we should do dinner. And you're like, what? And I walked out of the hallway. And I was like, we should do dinner tonight.
I remember. And I was so giddy. I was like, oh my gosh.
I turned that frown upside down.
And Jared still at this point didn't tell me that he had asked my parents.
Mm-mm. Nope. But we went to dinner. Yeah.
I think at that point I was kind of like putting the pieces together that you had asked.
Yeah. I remember that trip that I took out there, we were trying to plan a date. So I definitely told you that we were doing something. And
then he went home. Like, it was a quick trip.
It was very, cause I had to get back for something or other back to Washington.
So Jared went right back home. And then shortly after, sorry, now we're back. I'm at the airport, my hair. And I remember my dad hugging me goodbye as if it was like he was hugging me goodbye. Like, I just remember, like, it wasn't like we didn't even talk. Like, it, you know, we didn't talk about it. It was just, but he hugged me like a good hug. Like, he squeezed me really tight and it was like a long hug. And I think we both just knew that, like, I was coming home and, like, I was going to be engaged, you know? And it's a big deal. Like, I, like, it's a big deal. Like, I think my dad, like, and it, we didn't talk. Like, and I think that, even though you don't talk, you can still talk without talking. You know? Like, it was like a spiritual, it was like a good experience. Anyway, and I just kind of look back and think of like, what the heck was he thinking?
Well,
he must have trusted me
a
lot, which makes me feel good. And he must have trusted you, because that's a big deal for him to send his little last girl that's only 18 freshly graduated it was to either, Washington.
It was either that or he's like, as soon as it's done, we're empty nesters and we're free.
Or I was the youngest of five and he's like, get the hell out of here. It was probably a good mix of both.
Probably a mix of both, yeah.
Anyway, so I flew and I remember sitting on the airplane next to this old grandma and this young granddaughter. And I had pictures of me like as a baby, because I think I was like wanting to show
my family.
Yeah, I was like showing you pictures and stuff. And this little girl was like obsessed with me. And she was like, oh, your hair is pretty. And part of me was a little annoyed because I was like, I just want to like take a breather for a minute. But I ended up babysitting a girl on the flight. Anyway, but then we got off the flight. And when I walked and saw Jared, it was like, oh my gosh, we're together.
It was the best.
And like I hugged you and you even picked me up.
Mm-hmm. Picked you up and spun you around and my sister took pictures.
And it was so fun. Like, oh, I was so giddy. It was like, oh, I have you.
I loved that. And we held hands and we missed this kissing story. We'll come back to that. We're the worst. Holy crap.
It wasn't that special, kind of like our honey.
Yeah. Anyway.
No, it was, we kissed so, eventually.
Yeah. So we kissed a lot on this because we hadn't seen each other in a while. And we just spent a couple wonderful days together. And then I took her to some of my favorite places in Spokane, Washington, where I'm from. And one of them is Manitou Park. And in Manitou Park, there's all of these different gardens. There's flowers everywhere. There's like Japanese gardens. There's koi ponds. And there's this one gazebo at the end of a long stretch of flowers. And I think they film some movies there sometimes. And it's just beautiful. It's like one of the most beautiful places in Spokane. And we have been taking pictures around and all of these gardens and everything, just talking about life. And it's kind of funny, like we talk about life a lot and just where we see ourselves and where we want to be and how we want to get there. And we were talking about those things as I set up a timer on a camera.
I really had no idea.
Yeah. And
I knew he might. I had no idea.
I had the ring in my pocket this whole time. And that was like when skinny jeans were like a thing, like fresh, because I just got back from Europe and Finland and skinny jeans were so popular and I wanted the skinny jeans. I don't know how she didn't see that big old bulge. Clamshell. Knowing you, why weren't you looking at the bulge, Ellie? That's all you look for is the bulge.
So he had a bulge in his pocket. And he was trying to have me not look at it.
Yeah. And so I set up the camera. Set the timer and I told her how much I loved her and how I wanted to spend the rest of my life with her. Got down on one knee and asked her to marry me.
And I said, yes.
And that's when I knew. No. And she said yes. And we were engaged and that was on August 13th, 2009.
And then we got married November 13th.
And they were both, I think they were both Fridays the 13th, Friday the 13th, both of those. I know definitely our wedding was Friday the 13th.
So just a few short months later, it originally was December, like every other flipping person's wedding.
But we just like, no.
And the more we talked about it, it was like, I don't want to say goodbye to you for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Like,
because we didn't sleep together. We didn't sleep. Stayed at my aunt's house.
Provo?
Yeah. When I visited you, I slept at my aunt's or my grandparents' house. I lived in Provo or I was in Washington. I never stayed at your family's house.
Yeah.
We didn't sleep together before marriage. And, it, you know, because that was important to us. And when we had all these holidays, we had Thanksgiving, we had Christmas Eve, we had
all
Christmas.
These parties. And it was like, it's not going to be fun to say goodnight and you to go to your aunt's house.
Yeah.
Or you to go to Provo.
Just to wake up and come back the next morning.
Yeah, I was like, let's just move it up and get married. Mm-hmm. So we got married November 13th.
Yep, so we could spend all of the holidays together without
saying goodbye.
Yeah. And it may seem weird, but it was very important to us and special to us. And so we wanted to make that happen. And that's when the honeymoon started.
Yep.
And that's where
our love story.
And that's where this podcast ends.
I mean, we seriously just did a lot of talking, like our whole courtship. And even now, like at the end of the nights, Jared and I lay in bed and we just talk. we talk about everything. We've talked about the same thing 1,000 times, but that's like how our relationship is. Like, we just talk.
I feel like we communicate well. Communication has been such a strong point in our marriage.
We're not perfect, but not I at do all. Feel
Holy
like
crap.
Oh, of course.
Wait,
no
am
one
I
is.
Allowed to do this? Holy shit, we're not perfect.
Of course, like no one is. It's like, duh, no one is. But one thing that's very, very close to it is we're really able to communicate.
Yeah. And I think it goes back to those times where we couldn't do anything else but talk.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't fun to kiss because you hardly brush your teeth because you're in bed all the time.
Well, and did I have
we
braces?
Really didn't. No, we didn't off. Kiss yeah. during that time of year.
No, we didn't.
Can
because
you believe that? Why the heck did I not just say goodbye and give you a flipping kiss?
I don't know.
You just had hip surgery.
Because
we didn't.
Because I would have said, uh-uh, girl. No, I wouldn't
or
have done
Tommy
that.
Joel's waking up.
Yeah.
Oh, he's grunting.
How's the time to feed the baby? So yeah, that's our love story. I mean,
10 years later, 3 kids.
Yeah, can you believe that? 10 years ago, we were going through all of this. Would you have done anything different?
No.
I think I would have kissed you sooner.
Yeah.
I think that's the one thing I would have done differently. But
it's
it
not
was
a big deal. It was perfect.
It was, I mean,
he
it
ended
was
up kissing
great.
Me a week later after Valentine's Day.
It was
Day,
the
by
day
way.
After Valentine's
oh,
Day.
Oh, day. Sorry,
it was
week.
The
See
day
the Griffiths
after.
Numbers.
It was so dumb. It was so, not the
I
kiss.
I was pissed. I told Landon, yeah. I was like, he didn't kiss me. And he's like, what?
Yeah. And
so I think Landon's like, Jared,
you
didn't
can see
kiss her.
Why I was just like, I would have kissed you earlier.
And then he kissed me the next day in my parents' kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I turned away and didn't let him kiss me.
As a joke.
Because I was pissed. I was like, why didn't you kiss me on Valentine's? I was so sad. Kiss. On Valentine's Day when he was leaving, I was like, goodbye. And he's like, goodbye. Like we were yelling at each other, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I like you. Like, do you remember saying that?
I like you too. No, I like you more.
Yeah,
we
would just yell. Yeah. Okay. And then when I shut the door, I was like, oh.
No. What you said was, I kind of like you. Oh, that's yeah. what it was. I kind of like you. Yeah. I love being in love. Mm-hmm. I love love. I love being in love. I don't care what it does.
Jared and
me.
I are the type that we'd watch a cheesy movie and we would like a romantic and we'd get teary eyed because we're like, oh, that's so cute.
I love romantic comedies and I'm not afraid to admit it.
Yeah. And we both like to try and be goofy and be romantic and be cheesy. Like we like that. We think it's fun to be like cheesy and dance in the kitchen and have music on and have it be all lovely, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, reality hits and you have an argument. And then you make up because we're good at communicating.
you just spat out our whole marriage, girl.
Yeah. I love you.
I love you. And I love that we have this to listen back on and go forward and back and then forward and back as we go through the
Can
timeline.
You imagine our kids listening to this or us listening to this when we're like 50?
I think
we will.
Nice. Yeah. I think it'll be really nice. There's so many wonderful stories that we have that we can go through and I'm excited to go through them with you again and relive those because it was a time where we just, love was abound and it was great and it still is. But I just can't wait to reminisce with you.
You too.
So thank you guys so much for listening. Again, you can listen to this podcast and more on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and especially Anchor FM. Be sure to give us a good rating because it does help the podcast. And I think from us to you, thank you.
Say goodnight.
Good night, Kevin.
Bye, guys.
Bye. That's a Home Alone joke. Okay, we'll see you guys. Bye.